Well, we've heard from all the defense about Josh Allen, just the cliche, he can make all the throws. What exactly does that mean? And I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious what it means, but it feels like some people say that about a quarterback, and it's not true. Is that true with Josh Allen?
Absolutely, it's true with him. I think when you say make all the throws, when you can throw the ball from the hash mark, 30 yards down the field to the opposite sideline, and throw it on the line, that's pretty impressive. And he can do that effortless. He's a good football player. He have all the tools, and he's someone that is going to be a challenge for our guys. But again, it's an opportunity our guys should be excited about, and a challenge they'll be up for.
In a conference where there are a lot of guys that are like Josh Allen, and you got the Sam Darnolds and the Josh Rosens, is this a good test before you start Pac-12 play?
It's a good test. It's the next ball game. Again, if our guys' ambition is to play in the NFL, this guy got the arm talent to play on Sundays. And so it's a great opportunity for them to go out and compete against a guy that's going to be playing on Sunday for one day.
You have a guy that has arm talent that is up with Josh Allen as well. Does that help? Does that help in prepping for Josh Allen?
We want to keep it a secret. You know, our defense had an opportunity to go against Justin in the spring and training camp. And, again, it's not about who we're playing. It's about us. You know, about our guys just going out and executing the scheme, the plays that Coach Leavitt called, and getting everybody running to the ball. You know, if we go do a good job at the things that we do, we'll be okay.
Willie, you can travel 70 players for a Pac-12 game, but an unlimited amount for a non-conference game. How many players are you going to bring to Wyoming?
Probably about the same that we do in any other game, about 70. There's another ball game.
Will we be seeing swag surfing for away games?
We'll see.
Teams have scored 84 points in the first half and scored on the first drives. What's the kind of the key to getting off to a good start in the first game, in the first half?
I think preparation. You know, you guys do a good job. Coaches do a good job preparing our guys for the plays that we're going to run, and our guys understand them, and they go out with the right mindset every time they go out. Those things happen for them. But I think a lot of it is just preparation, and our guys have done a great job the last 2 weeks of preparing for the game, and it's shown the way we come out and play.
Coach, playing a four-quarter game is obviously huge, and you mentioned that the other day. What can you as coaches do to prepare a team to play a four-quarter game and do what you're asking of them in that regard?
Well, you just got to go back and first admit your mistakes and see where you made mistakes before, and then try to correct them. You know, I thought we played four quarters. We finished the ball game and won. You know, we can play a better four quarters than what we played. You know, I think at the end of the day, it just goes back to executing and just finish the ball game the same way you started.
Really, when you were playing quarterback, did you ever play in high altitude? Is too much being made of that, you think?
I can't tell you. I never played in it before. People I talk to, and including some of our players, they'll tell you that, yeah, at first it's different, but you get used to it and just finish playing.
You guys do a walkthrough of some kind on Friday out there to get a feel for the altitude?
Not necessarily walkthrough. We get all of our work done here. We'll go to the stadium and get a look at the stadium for a few minutes, and then head to the hotel.
What about Josh's performance impresses you the most?
Just how he has control of the offense, and he knows exactly where he want to go with the ball, and really impressed with the receivers catching this ball. The kid throws a laser, and they catch the ball with ease, and that's pretty impressive by his receivers as well.
How have the guys responded this week after the second half of Nebraska?
Well, they got to win. They better respond well. You know, my guys come out and practice and prepare like we have that last couple weeks, and looking forward to today and seeing how we go out and finish off our padded practice. You know, it's a big day for us, but our guys have responded well and competing, and I love the way our guys are communicating right now, and it's going to take that, but got some more days of practice to get ready for this game, but they responded like they should have.
Jim Leavitt said he thinks that Josh Allen is the best quarterback he's ever prepared for. Would you say the same thing?
Yeah, he's He's pretty good. He's the real deal, Holyfield.
That's for sure.
Kick and spin it.
Did you get that from Marshawn in that Macklemore video, Real Deal Holyfield? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that before, but no, I didn't.
I like it. It's good. Yeah.
I mean, you. I guess that got a meaning to it. I think you did something. If you get the Real Deal Holyfield analogy, that means you're pretty good.
Right on.
So Josh is pretty good. You know, and it's one heck of a challenge for our guys this week, and a challenge I know our guys are up for.